League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
And a very good morning to you. Welcome to Tip TV Finance. We've lost our co-host in the building, so I've had to step in. Right, let's kick off. I'm going to talk to Mr. Zach Meir, technical analyst for Tip TV, a blogger, a plodder.
A plodder, yes, you're absolutely right.
A man of many means. Zach, give me a thought of the day.
Well, the FTSE eventually hit 7,000. It was
6 weeks late.
Yes, exactly, yes, but better late than never. And I suppose the Brexit trigger was there. I think the big question now is whether we'll have the momentum to continue that.
Okay, well, I spoke to a fund manager yesterday. He was suggesting cable could get down to 115, and he equated that to the FTSE 100 getting up to 7,700.
I think it depends really, I suppose, as much as anything on your view on cable, how low that's going to go, where the consensus seems to be around 125. But the measured move on the daily chart, if it wasn't cable that we're looking at, you'd say it was 20 cents down from 150 to 130, and then 20 cents down from 134, which was the recent peak, down to 114 or 115.
Right.
So that is, that would be a classic standard.
So the technicals confirming the fundamentals.
Yeah, we had a three-month consolidation. The next leg down will be the same as the first one down. And that would be 115. Whether the market is so chirpy at 115, I don't know.
Understood. Let's go through a number of slides. Let's kick off with most popular in business and finance. Tesco's reports another rise in sales as recovery continues. I'm delighted that we had a few people basically pushing the Tesco's bull, including Tim Harrison. Hard Brexit could cost UK finance firms £38 billion, according to a report in the Daily Mail.
I'm fed up with listening to
these. We're bored with these negatives, aren't we?
These scare stories. Doesn't help anybody.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so let's move swiftly on to the second slide. Mike Ingram, market strategist and BGC Partners. Asian stocks traded up again, though emerging market currencies were a notable casualty as investors fretted over central banks' appetite for further monetary easing. European bonds suffer losses on speculation the ECB might announce tapering as early as March next year. 9:30 today, UK services and composite PMIs for September. 10:30, the Bank of England deputy governor. Does he need a deputy? Ben Broadbent to deliver a speech on UK monetary policy to the Wall Street Journal in London, as cable continues to slide on hard Brexit fears. And as mentioned, reporting earnings today, Tesco's Monsanto and Yum brands. Just going back to the Bank of England deputy governor. Okay, what does he do for a living?
Probably a little bit less than Mark Carney.
There you go. Is that your thought of the day? Right, let's move swiftly on. We've got a comment from Nicole Elliott, the trader, Investors Chronicle. Sterling on the skids. Cable this morning dropped to 126.85, its lowest since 1985, when the dollar was so strong that the Plaza Accord was signed to stem its relentless rise. This sort of devaluation, the Bank of Japan managed in the 2.5 years after PM Abe was elected. Again, these currency swings are extraordinary, aren't they?
I need €1 to £1. That's what I'm looking for.
Parity?
To make up for my Spanish asset losses. So
yes.
If it goes up there, I'm a rich man.
Are you still grizzling about that?
Yes, well, yeah, I think the property going down there was not very pleasant, I have to say.
Okay, so let's move swiftly on to the economic calendar. In terms of the US, the ADP employment change, trade balance, market services, ISN non-manufacturing, the DOE, crude oil inventories. I guess everyone's looking for the non-farm payroll on Friday.
That's right, that's the main thing, yeah.
Understood. Right, let's move swiftly on to sentiment, the summary of open positions held by and the clients. Sentiment, a quick rundown of those,
this
please.
This is amazing. I mean, you had the collapse in, I didn't look at what silver was, but you had the collapse in gold yesterday, $30 or $40 move. And in the days up to that, you had the clients going longer and longer and longer of gold and silver. And, presumably, they got their fingers burnt. The other thing is on euro sterling, presumably they're getting their fingers burnt there as well, because
yep,
they're short up to the eyeballs, 24%.
It keeps going onward and upward.
It keeps going higher and higher. Same with cable as well. Bullish on that, just slightly slipping there, but really very, very long on cable. And it it doesn't, you know, it looks painful.
Understood. Let's move swiftly on to the trade of the day idea from the Tip TV team. FTSE 100, correction likely, reads the headline. Markets reacting to QE taper talk, vulnerable to correction in sterling. The idea to sell around 70.55 level, downside target 69.80 to 7,000, stop at 70.85. I'm not sure I'd take that trade on.
I think you probably want to wait and be more sure. I mean, I think really for me, below 69.40, 50 was, that was a resistance before. I'd like to see it below that really before thinking of going short. But yeah, I mean, there's for aggressive traders, I suppose, there's a sell into strength.
You're always going to try and pick a top, aren't you? Okay, so let's move on to the broker recommendations. Henderson Group, Lonmin, Kaz Minerals, as highlighted by brokerforecast.com. A couple of words on each of these.
Henderson Group had the deal with Janus Capital. You can see Barclays scrambling to change their target from 215 to 270. So that's why that was chosen. The other two recommendations are chosen in honour of Deutsche Bank, because we obviously want to follow what Deutsche Bank are saying these days. Lonmin, that was a sell. They've got their old target 110, the new target 90, both of which don't look like they're going to be hit anytime soon. And then Kaz Minerals as well, new higher target, even though they're on hold. But the broker's really been flipped around badly with the rise in mining
stocks. As have some of the fund managers. Right, final thoughts, young Zach. Gold, that had quite a bearish move yesterday.
Yeah, gold. I mean, I talked about it actually 24 hours ago in the little video I do on the major markets for Tip TV, and it just seemed to be ready to head for the 200-day moving average of $1,257. It's around 1270 now, and I still think that even if it then bounces, it will go back down to the 200-day line. That normally becomes a magnet for a price.
So you're a seller for choice.
A little bit more, yeah.
You said live on stage a few days ago that you thought we found a sell point on the S&P 500. Are you sticking by your guns on that?
It looks, I mean, I was looking at it's like 2150 on the S&P and 18,100 on the Dow. Those are the lines in the sand at the moment. If they break, and the RSI has already gone below 50, so the RSI is leading those down.
So reading
the price action. It looks as, I mean, if it was any other market, I'd be saying, you know, if it was cotton or gold or anything else, I'd be saying that's it, that they're going to go. But because these are key markets, and there's a lot of, you know, there's a lot, I'm saying manipulation, but there's a lot of people who still buying the dips.
Well, good technical analysts always look for a warning, then a confirmation. Are you saying we've had the warning?
But we've had the warning. The warning was a triple failure on the RSI at 50 on both the S&P and the Dow. Double failure is normally all you need to really break a market down. So just, I mean, watch those. I mean, if they break those levels, 2150 and 18,100, you've got like 500 points of downside for the Dow and 50 for the S&P. So there's plenty of time to get in. There's no need to. I think that's the final lesson is you don't have to jump the gun on a big move. I mean, you can wait. You know, you can just get part of it and you'll be happy. So let's see if those levels break.
Understood. Right. Thank you for that. Let's now take a very quick break. Then we're going to run a proactive investor share video we did on Tesco's, who reported this morning. Then a pre-record we did Mr. Craig Earlham, senior market analyst of Ando. And then we've got our piece from the Mail Online. The big money question is, maths creating an unfair society? That sounds pretty interesting to me. Don't forget, we're back at 1 o'clock. Got Paul Rodriguez, director of Think Trading. Sean Richards, not a yes man on his economics. And basically then Zach will do his single and major market review. Thank you.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.